Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talked to Charlie right now. Charlie, good morning to you. How's everything?
Everything is well. Good morning to you.
Okay, take us in that locker room. You've been in so many of these locker rooms getting ready for these games. Trap game. And we heard Mike Tomlin diss the Mac, which you're not happy about.
Not at all.
No. but tell me about it. Does a trap game exist? Or when you go through your week-to-week preparation, do you look at them all the same?
Yeah, you look at them all the same just because it's the next team up. But in reality, you know, and there's conversations internally that happen and say, yeah, this Jacksonville team is pretty bad. But yeah, they were competitive in some games, but we should be able to go in and win this ball game. But it just, you know, you have to now, you know, coach is trying to hype up the team and trying to, you know, make them as if they're better than what they are, only because you, when you play that game, anything can happen. So it's just one of those things that internally happens.
I know it's not a Mike Tomlin philosophy or way of thinking, because we've heard him make the, you know, Big Ten Mac comparison and things like that, Charlie. But have you ever had a coach who said to you, "Listen, we're just better than these guys. We're 9-0. They're 1-8. We got our division rival and a chance to close out the division maybe coming up in 4 days. Let's put our foot down on these guys right from the start. Let's step on the gas. Let's crush them and roll them." Have you ever had somebody go at it from that angle?
Yeah, well, you have, and I've played under Tomlin and under Cowher, and they both said the same thing. Yeah, this game shouldn't be close if we play the type of football that we're capable of playing. Listen, this is the next team up. We're in that city in Jacksonville. It's Steelers week, so you know they're trying to hype themselves up for this game, and probably nobody in Jacksonville is giving them a chance. So they're going to play that underdog role, but unfortunately the Steelers are playing that underdog role just because they feel like there's a lack of respect nationally for this team.
It's funny, Charlie. That's exactly where I was going with this, Charlie, because maybe you said this to me back in the day when you were a player. I don't pay attention to what's on the radio, what's on TV, etc. Guys say that all the time. But I know that guys do pay attention, especially to the national stuff. Maybe not us locally, but to the national guys. How many players really don't pay attention, and how many players do, based on your experience?
Yeah, I mean, in my time in that locker room, it was a little different because we didn't have social media the way that it is now. That didn't happen until the latter part of my career. But these players, they're on social media all the time. I mean, all you got to do is follow them. You can tell where they're at, where they're eating dinner, what video games they're playing the night before. So you better believe that they are paying attention to what's being said. And it's always those little things after the game that they'll now send those little smart remarks back to some of the commentators that may have put them off, or maybe saying that they weren't going to win this particular game. So they're paying attention, and that just happens. That's the nature of us human beings, that, you know, you want to know kind of what people are saying and if, you know, things are correct when they're saying it.
Charlie Batch joining us on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. Is it a good thing? Let's say you were coach, or you were a veteran player on a football team. What would you tell young guys about social media?
Well, a lot of it really just comes down to the position, because a lot of those positions aren't pressure positions. You know, if you're a receiver, it's you know, your position to determine on whether you got the ball, whether the snap is properly handled, and whether the quarterback can get you the football. So you don't have the internal pressure every single play like you would do a center and a quarterback position. So those are the guys, you know, the quarterback is the guy that generally will kind of stay away from that stuff because you get critiqued on every single play, regardless of complete, incomplete. If you did complete it, maybe you missed a touchdown that was there. So, you know, the quarterback position is probably one of the only ones that I say that doesn't necessarily pay attention to it, only if you're the starter. If you're the backups, you pay attention a little bit more.
Charlie, the last 3 weeks with less than 50 yards rushing as a team is the first time that's happened in three straight Steeler games since Chuck Knoll's first year as head coach. What's your level of concern with that running game, or do you simply look at it and say, man, as long as Ben's getting the ball out quick and they're moving the chains, it doesn't matter how they do it?
Yeah, I'm okay with this approach right now, but as we know in Pittsburgh, the weather's going to change. The wind's going to be a factor. Maybe they're playing a rain game. So you're going to have to get away from that particular portion of your game plan. But when you look at just the Steelers in whole, the last 3 years, they've been nearly at the bottom of rushing. And we contributed that to, okay, James Conner was hurt. James Conner couldn't stay healthy. But here he is now staying healthy, and you're still at the bottom. So when I hear these conversations that are happening out of the Steelers locker room, when you hear Randy Feitner saying, hey, we have Derek Watt coming back this week, we're going to put an emphasis on the running game, I expect that to happen. But here's the problem that happens when you now commit to it and it doesn't work. You start to fall behind, and then at that point, now you're playing back to what your original game plan was with the short passes, getting the ball into your receiver's hand. So it is a catch-22 heading into this ball game.
Well, Charlie, doesn't that just get back to the old, the simple phrase, take what the defense gives you? In other words, even if the idea is to call a running play, if Ben gets up or behind center in either fashion and looks out and says, man, this isn't going to work, shouldn't he just check out of it and go to a pass even though they intend to establish a run game?
It does, but I think, you know, for me, you have to have that conversation with the team to let you know what's the identity of this football team. They have really yet to say it, but when you look at just the body of work, they're a pass-first football team. So this is where we are. So the reality is you're practicing more of those pass routes, the pass protections, versus just lining up and saying, okay, we're going to get this running game going. So you don't have a lot of time, and at this point of the season, you have to, you know, understand, and you really have to get to the point of saying, this is who we are, and right now it's passing, and I just don't see that changing anytime soon.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. You know the number, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Now, Charlie, I tweeted this out not too long ago, and I wonder if I'm on to something here. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think part of the Steelers' success that needs to be highlighted more is, other than maybe Matt Canada, this staff doesn't really have any hotshot coaches that are looking to move on in advance. It's not about them. They're not looking to make this a resume builder. They're embedded and they're here. Is there something about that? Is that true?
It is true. And when you deal, you know, when you've been at other places, you know how crazy the culture can be. And you're just like, man, I want to get out of that losing culture. And when you arrive in Pittsburgh, this is similar to me when I left Detroit coming to Pittsburgh. I'm like, man, they do things differently. And it starts with the ownership, and it trickles all the way down. And the whole organization believes in that culture. It's not just lip service to say, hey, we think we're going to win today, or we think we're going to go about doing things that way. No, everybody's common goal is the same when you walk in that building. So when you have coaches that now want to come to work, they appreciate Mike Tomlin and what he brings to the table. That's a coach you want to play, coach for, along with the players that want to play for. So these coaches are all in it together. And whenever you walk past that Lombardi trophy and you look back, you see six Lombardis, but yet we have not accomplished that as a group from a coaching staff. They, in a long time, the new guys want to get that. The coaches, they want to get back to that point of being on top, because eventually you get tired of watching these other coaches celebrate and brag on all these NFL events. You want to be that team, and this is why this coaching staff is close, and this is why you're starting to see a lot of the success that we're seeing.
Charlie Batch with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let me circle back around to something Jim talked about a moment ago when he said, you know, you walk to the line as the quarterback, and if they stack the box, it doesn't matter. You got a run play called, you go to a pass, or vice versa. How much flexibility is there? And I know with Ben, that's probably a whole lot more than other quarterbacks, but how much flexibility typically is there in that first 10 to 15 play script that gets laid out?
Oh, Ben has all the flexibility. But, you know, when you look back on the first 10 plays, is essentially from a coaching staff, you want to see what the defense is doing. So, yes, you can give Ben the flexibility, but you also tell him, hey, we just want to see how the defense is lining up just to see if we can get an advantage of now predicting what the defense is going to be. So now you can hit some of those big plays down the field. So that's what you see generally in that 10-play, 15-play package when you start the game. So I'm not necessarily concerned from that. But Ben, yes, he does have the flexibility of doing what he wants to do at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Charlie, kind of back to that organizational ownership on down topic. That how much did it – and I've been in, you know, a bunch of post-game locker rooms, win or lose, and, you know, it was Dan Rooney and now it's Art. They go around and shake every player's hand. I mean, this sounds kind of corny maybe, but how much does that mean to a player when the owner does that and doesn't get in his face and say, why didn't you do this, but just says, hey, you know, thanks for giving an effort?
Yeah, I mean, it's appreciated. And for me, you know, and I give my example of going to Detroit, going from Detroit to Pittsburgh. In Detroit, quite frankly, the owner wasn't around because he was running Ford Motor Company. And then this was just his hobby of controlling the Detroit Lions. So we didn't see him every single game. But now when you enter into this perspective and you see the owner there every single day, number one, they appreciate the work that you put in during the week because they see it because they're there. They watch every single practice. They watch every single film review. So they have an understanding of heading into that game. Now, at the end of it, yeah, the players, they determine whether you win or lose a football game, but it still doesn't stop the owner from going and saying, you want to know what? I appreciate your effort today. It wasn't enough to win, but I appreciate you. That goes a long way because you're thinking to yourself, I don't have to wait until Monday. I don't have to wait until the day after the game to now regroup and be ready to play. No, you're thinking about everything that happened on your ride home from the game. What can you do better? What can you, you know, what can you do little things to now maybe get over the hump? So you really internally, you think about that and say, I need to now hold my end of the bargain and that those little things matter. And that's what players want and they play for.
All right, Charlie, I couldn't get Judge Mathis on the phone, noted Eastern Michigan alum, or Earl Boykins on the phone, so I'm going to ask you.
Wait, we got one more. Did you try George Iceman Gervin?
No, I did. Good call. I did not try the Iceman. So I'm gonna, what is with this turf that I had to turn my television? I thought my television was broken the other night. What is with the Eastern Michigan turf that I was watching that game?
When you see, you know, just that grass field, the green grass field, everybody has that. You want to try to now separate yourself. Now, before I got to Eastern Michigan, they used to be called the Eastern Michigan Hurons. So there was a big issue with that because a lot of people really felt like that was a name that they can embrace. But, of course, there's some, it's an offensive term. So they ended up switching their names from Hurons to Eagles, and you lost a lot of alumni because of that reason. It didn't settle well, and they're all starting to kind of come back. But in this particular case, it was now, how can we now separate ourselves from the rest of the country, and now when somebody now watches this game, something is memorized for them. Now, the turf is it. Great turf, case in point. First thing that you notice, you say, what about the great turf? So that was kind of the reason why that's happening. There are a lot of good things that are happening in Ypsilanti, Michigan. At the Eastern Michigan, unfortunately, our record right now doesn't indicate that on the football field, but I'm proud of my university.
Well, I feel like I'm watching an old black and white movie, but the players have been colorized. Like one of those, it's crazy to watch. It throws your eyes off in the end. What's real quick, when you're in the locker room week to week, day to day, and it's different this year, they can't really hang out like they have in the past. How much of that college-related trash talk goes on? Like, how much would be going on this week with the MAC guys standing up for themselves after Coach T said what he did, and the Big Ten guys saying, nah, we stomped you in college?
Oh, it goes on a lot, and it's just funny because you hear a lot of guys in the locker room, and, you know, the game of the week, maybe Alabama, LSU, or Michigan, Michigan State, or Michigan, Ohio State, and we're all kind of looking and we're listening, and then I just kind of would bump over and I would elbow Ben. I said, hey, who does Miami of Ohio have this week? And he's like, we have Ball State. And I'm like, Eastern Michigan has Central Michigan. And we're talking Mac over in the corner, and everybody's looking like, why is Charlie and Ben over there giggling? It's because we're talking Mac football. That's what it's about. But we understand, we appreciate the road to get there because it's not easy to get to the National Football League, number one. But when you do it from the Mid-American Conference, people and players, we appreciate each other, and that's why we respect each other.
Charlie Batch, unbelievable. Charlie, we thank you. As always, so great. We appreciate it. We'll chat again next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Super stuff. And thanks, Parks Charlie. Casino Sportsbook app, they bring Charlie to you. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Great, great stuff from Charlie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.